Let's take a look. And compare and contrast. Trump versus Kamala Harris. Both ask the same questions. Let's see the difference in their responses. The question is, what will we do about the cost of groceries? By the way, this is so funny. They all have to answer this. So why are the cost of groceries up? Well, because the Biden-Harris regime has been horrible for the U.S. economy. So that's the foundational issue of why groceries are so high, energy costs so high, inflation so high. The foundational issue is here, bad policy from the Biden-Harris regime. So they always want to leave that out when they ask Kamala Harris these questions, and then she basically campaigns against her own policies. Well, if I become president, well, you've been vice president. You're the one that caused all this. That's the point. But, okay, that aside, listen to the differences in the responses to the same question. You want to see who's serious and who's a joke? Pretty simple here, clip 17.
How are you going to bring down the cost of food and groceries?
Good. Very good. Thank you. So we have to start always with energy, always. I don't want to be boring about it, but there's no bigger subject. It covers everything. If you make donuts, if you make cars, whatever you make, energy is a big deal. And we're going to get that. It's my ambition to get your energy bill within 12 months down 50%. If I can do that, you've done a hell of a job. 50. Interest rates are going to follow, and actually they're going to follow for another reason. The economy is now not good, and interest rates, you'll see, they'll do the rate cut and all the political stuff tomorrow, I think. And, you know, will he do
he's right about that.
Will he do a quarter of a point? But the reason is because the economy is not good. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it. But we're going to get interest rates down, and we got to work with our farmers. Our farmers are being decimated right now. They're being absolutely, absolutely decimated. And, you know, one of the reasons is we allow a lot of farm product into our country. And we're going to have to be a little bit like other countries. We're not going to allow so much come. We're going to let our farmers go to work.
We really would love to know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
Yeah. First of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams and ambitions for your family and working hard and finding that the American dream is, for this generation and so many recently, far more elusive than it's been. And we need to deal with that.
Yeah, that's the question, is how you're going to deal with that. This is a clown candidate. I can't believe people take this woman seriously. It's just pathetic. And again, she admits it. The whole notion here, she admits it. Yeah, prices are too high. Inflation is too high. Grocery bills too high. You did that. You. And the question is, how are you going to reverse it? And she says, well, it's really bad right now. Yeah, because of you. But hey, you know what? The heroes have arrived for Kamala Harris. The IRS has endorsed Kamala Harris, folks. Wow. IRS agents endorse Kamala Harris. VP is endorsed by the IRS union. Get ready to be taxed to death. So, hey, whoa, boy, I really like Kamala now. She's going to take more of my money. More money for war. More money for illegal immigrants. More money for gay shrimp treadmills. It's a real thing. Yay, we got the IRS. Oh, my gosh. You want to fix the economy? It's pretty simple, actually. Cut taxes, cut funding for foreign wars, cut funding for open borders and illegal immigrants. I mean, that's just three things you can do right there. Just phew, right there. Three simple policy decisions. Kamala, you caused grocery prices to go up. What are you going to do to reverse them? You know, it's real hard for the American people right now. They can't achieve the American dream. Yeah, the question is, what are you going to do about that?
This bad boy is the number one seller at the alexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at theAlexJonesStore.com, fund the operation as we fight the tyrants at point blank range, and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we're going to get straight into the political talk here, the election talk here, some developments that could impact that. And then, of course, the Democrats pulling out their normal weapons against Donald Trump. We'll talk about that as well. And there's a hint. That's more than a hint. It's more like an anvil on top of your head of irony when we see the attack campaigns against Donald Trump. So I'll explain that coming up here momentarily. Folks, remember, now is your opportunity when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com to not only get some legendary throwback apparel that we've brought back now at thealexjonesstore.com, old limited edition t-shirts that were top sellers that are back at thealexjonesstore.com, as well as some new designs and some hats. With every purchase there, you are entered into a raffle to win one of the most epic trucks I've ever seen. Rivals the armored truck that we drive around in here because we get attacked by Democrat terrorists in Austin when we go out in public, so we had to get a bulletproof armored truck. Well, this truck is not exactly meant for that, but you want to have some fun, or you're a big off-roader, or I don't know, work on a ranch or something. I mean, this truck has it all. It's bigger than you can even imagine. I mean, the picture kind of does it justice here. You can see basically Alex comes up to the engine block. That's about right. I mean, this truck is even bigger than you can imagine. It's like a mountain of a truck. So with every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you're also entered into a raffle to win that truck, which is about as cool as you can get, but also the apparel as cool as you can get with some of these throwbacks. I mean, we're talking about stuff going all the way back 20 years. Some of the first t-shirts that used to get sold at InfoWarsStore.com are now back at thealexjonesstore.com, plus a bunch of patriotic hats as well. So a lot of cool stuff going on there at alexjonesstore.com. Okay. Kamala Harris and CNN are teaming up now, and they're saying, we want to have a second debate. Well, okay, first of all, why would CNN get a second debate? Why would CNN get to host a second debate? They already had a debate. Joe Biden dropped out, and so why is it that CNN would get a second debate? Why can't we have somebody that's not fully against Donald Trump to host a debate? Or maybe somebody neutral even to host a debate. I mean, anybody that's just not totally anti-Trump. But no, oh, CNN wants another debate. Oh, really? I bet they do. Kamala Harris wants another debate. Well, you know, the logic here is that Harris wants another debate because she lost the first debate. I'm like kind of 50-50 on whether Trump should do another debate. He's already said he's not going to, so it really doesn't even matter. He's not going to do another debate. But he figures, and the commentary here is, she wants another debate because she lost, and so she needs it to boost her poll numbers. But they're attacking Donald Trump. So they do this whole, it's all this like T-ball politics where the corrupt mainstream media puts the ball on the tee and then they give the bat to Kamala Harris for her to swing, and they say, oh, wow, so impressive. So CNN says, we offer now a debate. We offer an invitation to Donald Trump and Kamala Harris for a presidential debate. And then Harris says, I accept the offer. I'm so excited. Thank you, CNN. We will have a second debate. And Donald Trump says no. And then they say, oh, look, Donald Trump is scared. Donald Trump is losing. He won't have a debate. No, he agreed to rules with Joe Biden. He dropped out. Then you had a rigged debate against Kamala Harris, and he won. So now you're doing this attack piece. Harris accepts CNN debate invitation for October 23rd, again challenging Trump to another showdown. So that's not even how this stuff works. DNC calls Trump chicken for not accepting second debate and billboard campaign. Again, that's not how this works. This goes through the Presidential Debate Commission. Both sides who agree to rules and dates, and then they set up networks and all this stuff. This is just a T-ball politics for CNN to just set the whole thing up so that they can have the headline of Trump won't have a debate. So we knew this was coming. You can go back and look at our debate coverage. We called this day one that's going to be their next move, is to have another attempt to have another rigged debate and then just say, oh, Trump's scared. He won't do it. So Trump did win the first debate. It was not a blowout. It was about 60-40. Polls would agree. So she probably wants the debate for another chance. Now, I think Trump going into another debate, it would probably actually be better for him. Even though it's turning out just as we suspected, not only was it 3-1, Kamala was probably given every single question, and that's why her responses were so scripted, especially on the pressing issues for her campaign like fracking. But that's what that's all about. It's all fake news. It's all a setup. It's all T-ball politics to just let Kamala Harris walk up with the bat with the ball already put on the tee. That's not how any of this goes. Now, let me jump into this, though. That's kind of like, okay, that's just kind of politics as normal, misrepresenting stuff, kind of base-level propaganda. Last night, and I guarantee you've probably seen this somewhere if you listen to talk radio or watch cable television, but I'm driving in my car, and I've got the Sunday night football game on the radio. And they cut to a break. And probably millions of people tuned into this. And they cut to a break and they go to a Kamala Harris ad or a Democrat hit piece against Donald Trump. And the whole entire ad, probably 2 minutes, the whole entire ad is about Project 2025 and how it's going to, you know, let your daughter get raped and let black people get, you know, put into prison camps and, you know, all just ridiculous nonsense. And in this hit piece, they say Donald Trump wrote it. Donald Trump promotes it. It's Donald Trump's campaign. It's Donald Trump's plan. And this is what he's going to do. And this is what he's going to do to black people and women and all of this stuff. And they run campaign ads on TV and they run these ads on the radio. And I'm just sitting here. How can they get away with this? We all know politicians lie. We all know there's all kinds of propaganda in politics. We all know political hit pieces get bad. Folks, this is just an abject lie, and they know it. They know it. And you know, this is kind of the crazy world of politics. The far right is upset that Donald Trump won't promote Project 2025. And he says, I have nothing to do with it. It's not mine. And the far right gets mad at that. And then the Democrats just say, it's Donald Trump's. He's promoting it. He wrote it. And he's like, no, I don't want anything to do with it. And the right wing's upset with that. So that's the insanity. How can they get away with this? I think Donald Trump has maybe one or two lawsuits with defamation against maybe ABC and CNN. There has never been a more libeled, there has never been a more slandered, there has never been a more defamed man than Donald J. Trump. Not a single one. The only one that's maybe been close is Alex Jones. And it's important I even bring Alex Jones' name here because it's not the, not because it's the Alex Jones show, but this plays a role. And I don't want to get too much into this because Alex will tell the story, but there might be some big news tomorrow about the fate of InfoWars. But imagine this. And guys, pull this up too because people can't even believe it. They wanted Alex, I think they got the number as high as $2.5 trillion. And in these lawsuits, where they're saying Alex Jones defamed somebody who most people have probably never heard of, and they're saying he owed $2.5 trillion. $2.5 trillion. Oh, thank you, crew. It was $2.75 trillion in additional damages. $2.75 trillion. Okay. I don't want to go too much into the weeds here, but let's just put that number out and that story out as just kind of a baseline. So if Alex Jones owes $2.75 trillion, is what they're arguing, how much is owed to Donald Trump? When they consciously sit in a meeting room, knowing Donald Trump has disavowed Project 2025, knowing multiple times on this campaign Donald Trump has said he wants nothing to do with it, he has nothing to do with it, knowing that he has not written it, his name is not on any of the credit for it, and they know that, and then they spend millions of dollars on campaign ads saying it's Donald Trump's. So that is a conscious lie. That is a known lie. So how much is Donald Trump owed by these standards? $10 gajillion? $250 billion? How can they get away with this? And see, this is just how corrupt things are in this country, ladies and gentlemen. This is a neutrally observable fact. It's just true. The justice system in this country is so weighted against right-wingers that the scale is completely broken. You know the scales of justice? Famous scales of justice supposed to be even. The scales of justice are completely broken. You can use cases like mine, where I spend months in prison for my speech. But if you're a left-wing rioter or terrorist that burns down buildings, attacks police officers, shuts down city blocks, you don't spend a minute in prison. Or you can use the case of the defamation, libel, and slander against Donald Trump, the likes of which, the levels of which have never been seen before, blatant, abject lies, conscious lies, where they know they're lying and they promote it anyway, versus what was Alex Jones' punishment for political commentary and news coverage. So if Alex Jones is supposed to owe trillions of dollars, how much is owed to Donald Trump for 8 years of defamation? 8 years of slander, 8 years of libel that they fundraise off, that they know is a lie, that has actually hurt, and you can easily show financial damages to Donald Trump. How much is Donald Trump owed? A gajillion, quadrillion, trillion, bajillion dollars. By those measurements. So they say, well, why doesn't Donald Trump sue? Because there's no justice in this country, folks. There's no justice. The scales of justice are broken. You can be a left-wing rioter. You can be a left-wing politician. You get away with anything. But if you're a conservative and you protest at an abortion clinic, you're going to jail for years. If you're a right-winger and you cast doubt on a mainstream news narrative, you owe trillions. But if you're the left wing and you lie about the right wing and their politicians and their commentators all day long, no punishment for you. If you're a left winger, you go out and attack police officers, burn down buildings, loot, whatever you want. You won't even see a courtroom, let alone a jail cell. The scales of justice are broken. But this is their big hit piece against Donald Trump right now. So this is the iHeart Music Award ceremony, televised. They do it live on their app and everything else. Popular singer from Paramore, Hayley Williams, during her performance, goes on a rant against Donald Trump. Now, she's obviously uninformed. She's just doing the Democrat talking points. But let's review this for a second. So here she goes in the middle of her musical performance to go on a political rant, a lie about Donald Trump. Let's go first here to clip 10.
Project 2025 is Donald Trump's playbook for controlling and punishing women, poor people, people of color, and the LGBTQ plus community. It is time for all Americans to band together and to finally defeat the Trump agenda. And the only way to do that is by confronting him at the polls. Do you want to live in a dictatorship? Well, show up and vote! No!
Another sellout. So, you know, that's fine. I've enjoyed Paramore's music. Hayley Williams, no doubt. Incredible vocalist, great performer. But you're a sellout now. You're just a total and complete sellout. And that's your legacy as a person. Everyone will now remember you as a total sellout. Oh, I'm punk rock. No, you're not. You're a sellout. Good for you. But it's even worse. You say, well, how could it be worse? So that's the camera angle that they're showing you on the live stream. Somebody else was filming, who I guess was in the front row or right there in the pit, and they were shooting on their own cell phone. Now, I want you to notice, what do you pick up here from somebody's cell phone footage in the front row in clip 11? Yeah, a dictatorship where they force vaccines, a dictatorship where they raise your taxes, a dictatorship where they force you to pay for wars, a dictatorship where they force you to pay for non-citizens that come in illegally. Yeah, a dictatorship where they tell you what you can eat, what you can drive. That, you mean that kind of dictatorship? Is that Project 2025? Folks, so this is an alternative camera angle of somebody that was just shooting on a cell phone. How could it be worse than her just up there lying and spewing propaganda now as a complete sellout? She's literally reading off a script. She is literally reading off a script. There's a guy standing next to the cameraman with the script. And she's literally reading her Democrat Party script. I just don't, you know, it's such an unrelatable thing, isn't it? So I always look for logical conclusions. If something is just so unrelatable at a basic human psychological level, like, who would ever sell out? She doesn't need the money. She doesn't need the fame. Why do this? Why would you sell out? Why would you just show yourself to be a complete sellout like this? That you can be bought and paid for. Clearly, you're politically ignorant on the issues. So, okay, fine. You're politically ignorant like most Americans. But now you're just a total sellout, literally reading a script during an award ceremony. You're supposed to be performing music. So why? It's like, it's such an unrelatable thing to be such a sellout. I can't even comprehend it. So you just think, okay, well, how do they do this? I mean, Paramore was popular in the 90s, pretty much disappeared for a decade or more, and now they're back. So is it, you're not going to get the big tours, and by the way, they get booked at all the big music festivals now, they get booked at all the big tour venues now after disappearing for years. Hey, you want to be famous again? You want to go on tour again? You want to sell records again? You want to play at music festivals again? You want to be at award ceremonies again? You got to sell out to the Democrats. That's all it takes. And we'll put you back out there. You can start earning again, but we're going to give you talking points. You're going to promote Democrat Party propaganda. Okay. I guess, I mean, I can comprehend that. Maybe you're blackmailed. Was Paramore ever at a Diddy freak show? Doesn't really come off to me as that type. So it's likely more so that she just wants to be back again, and that's how you got to do it. But this is how they control you. They take these celebrities that are either blackmailed or just owned by the record labels. They say, hey, you want to be successful? You got to promote liberal politics. Or maybe she's just that dumb and she's going to tell her audience members how dumb she is and promote Democrat Party propaganda willingly. But here's the truth about Project 2025. Former EPA chief testifying on Capitol Hill, Democrats ranting about Project 2025. It's supposed to be about the EPA and all this other stuff. And they just start ranting about Project 2025. So this lady who was part of Project 2025 actually decides to correct the record, clip six.
I have a prepared opening statement that I'll get into in just a second. But Ranking Member Raskin, you reiterated and have created a boogeyman that just isn't there. I did author the EPA chapter on Project 2025. But in the course of that, I did not work with President Trump, with any of the people who work for him directly or his campaign. And it is very misleading to suggest that there's any coordination there because I can personally tell you it did not happen. And I am not vying for a position in the next administration. I've actually left D.C. and I've moved to a small town in Mississippi where I interact every day with people who live outside this bubble of gaslighting and misleading. And they actually are dealing with the consequences caused by policy decisions
There's
of this
rat.
Administration.
All right.
That
so isn't so defined. We're up against the break here. We're going to have more on the lies about President Trump coming up as well. And then all the people that just all of a sudden flipped their opinion. They used to love Trump, now they hate him. It's such a key understanding for not just the 2024 election. Yes, we need to win and keep Democrats out of the White House, but it needs to go beyond that, ladies and gentlemen. American people need to see what's right in front of them. The Democrat Party and the mainstream media are wholly corrupted. They will lie to you right to your face, stare you right in the eye, and not even blink and not even care. They own all the celebrities. Should say most, not all. They own nearly all of the mainstream media. And they all work in cahoots to lie to you, to misinform you, to propagandize you, all so they can have political power. Is that who you want to run the country? Is that who you want to entrust your vote to? A bunch of known liars who will do anything for power? These are dangerous people.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels!
My God, we will have them all!
We are not descended from fearful men. Think about that. All the liberties and freedoms and the incredible prosperity we've had in America is because our ancestors were recognized the world over. When historians from China and Europe and you name it came here and wrote books 250 years ago, 150 years ago, 60 years ago, They marveled even 30 years ago at the ingenuity and the strength and the will and the wild, wild west attitude of the American people. Everywhere else had hegemonic royalty and empires and dynasties that didn't like competition and kept their thumb firmly on the people. America wasn't perfect by a long shot, but compared to the rest of the world, we were the best house in a bad neighborhood. And that's what InfoWars is about, exposing the globalists, the BlackRocks, the central banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, who literally, in their own publications, admit they want to destroy the idea of America and Christianity in the West so the world has nothing to aspire to and descends into globalist tyranny. They have to erase our culture. And InfoWars is about rediscovering that culture and having a 2.0 Americana and stopping the globalists in every operation they launch against us. So we're announcing something very, very exciting so that you can fight the info war in the third dimension on the ground, not just cyberspace, meet like-minded people, and keep this broadcast on the air, hopefully even expand it. We've launched thealexjonesstore.com. There are over 40 now amazing t-shirt designs that are extremely popular, designed by one of the top Patriot apparel producers in the country. Over 30 ball caps as well, and a lot of new items, collectible knives, high-quality supplements. They're all on the way as well. So if you want to keep the transmission on the air, and you want to get incredible t-shirts, designs, new ones coming out every few days, they're limited edition, then go to thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go there, put your email in for free. Don't have to buy anything. You get put in a raffle for $10,000 free cash. Every few months, there's going to be a new big giveaway, a sweepstakes, and 138,000 monster incredible Dodge truck, which experts say right now is the baddest, coolest, most powerful truck on the market. That's $138,000 value. With $10,000, that's $140,000+ value right there. And every time you buy a product, a t-shirt, bumper stickers, 1776 bracelets that are super inexpensive, you get entered 5 to 10 times depending on the day you go and purchase products into the raffle. But that's fun and great to do, and it's exciting. But the real issue here is keeping the operation on the air and wearing your colors loud and proud. I'm telling you, when you wear these shirts out in public, you will meet the patriots. It is amazing. The left's so stupid, they don't even know what most of these shirts mean. So now let me real fast just show you some of the best-selling designs at thealexjonesstore.com. But be sure and go there, because there's a bunch of designs I'm not going to show you, and more are getting added all the time. This is already a very popular shirt. I've not just seen this online. I've seen people wearing this in Austin, Texas, in New York City, or a similar shirt. So, Alex Jones is my spirit animal. This is a great conversational piece. It'll also trigger libtards. Get your limited edition shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what's...
All right, we got... this is one of the strangest clips you're going to see. This is why Biden can't make any public appearances, folks. They got to just... He doesn't give a damn anymore either. We saw that earlier, where he's meeting with some of the UN leaders, and he basically just skips his entire intro, and he just says, who's up? Who do I introduce? And then he just walks off the stage. So now he's at an event inside the White House. Guys, do we have this ready? Now he's at an event, some women's event, inside the White House. I mean, folks, listen to this for yourself, and then we'll ask the obvious questions. Go ahead.
I thought when I got to be president, I'd get to do things that I want to do, but my staff tells me what I can't do. But I'm going to do it anyway. All the young women, young kids out there that are out there, come on up and do this for me. Stand behind me when we do this. Come on.
I want you to hear that one more time, just so we can all be on the same page here. Just go ahead. Biden says he doesn't get to do what he wants. His staff controls him, and they try to keep him from young kids. So he invites him on the stage in public. Go ahead.
You know, I thought when I got to be president, I'd get to do things that I wanted to do, but my staff tells me what I can't do. but I'm going to do it anyway. All the young women, the young kids out there that are out there, come on up and do this for me. Stand behind me when we do this. Come on.
Okay. I don't want to make too much of a detour here, but, I mean, come on. Joe Biden has been captured on camera more than a dozen times sniffing and groping children. No other way to put it. I mean, we're talking compilations that are 20 plus minutes long. Just of Joe Biden sniffing and groping children. I mean, grabbing their crotches. Sometimes it looks like attempting to like bite their ear or lick their neck. So, and then there's the weirdness that goes on with Hunter's laptop and cell phone communications with Joe Biden and his strange, creepy nicknames for his daddy. So this is already well documented. Multiple times during his campaign, and then when he was president, he did the same thing where he'd be giving a speech and he'd see a kid, a young kid or a young girl in the crowd, and he would stop whatever his speech was and he'd say, "Oh, hey, how old are you? Why don't you come backstage with me?" That happened multiple times. Okay? So it became a viral sensation with videos like this and the videos where he's, you know, telling prepubescent girls to meet him backstage like he's a Jonas brother or something. And so I guess they said, okay, well, we got to stop that. So we got to keep kids away from Joe because he keeps doing inappropriate things with him. And this viral trend that Joe Biden is a pedophile is killing us. So let's just avoid Joe with the young kids now. Well, okay, so there's that creepy aspect of it, but what about the fact he basically admits he's not running anything? He basically admits that his staff controls him and what he does. So Joe Biden is not running a damn thing, and the viral trend of Joe Biden as a pedophile is such a disaster to the Democrats that the staff has to keep children away from him. And now he's just so checked out. He just goes on stage and says, "You know, they tell me not to be around young girls, but why don't you girls come on up here? Come on. Come on next to the big guy." Okay. Wow. That's something. That is something. Great job by the crew pulling up all of these images and videos, by the way. And again, this just happened at the White House. So, I mean, we could compile all these videos. We could compile Joe telling young girls to meet him backstage after events, asking how young they are. I mean, this crew is so fantastic. They're already doing it. Here he just grabs one out of the crowd and just takes her. Here he just stops the event, just mid-event, just grabs a little girl, takes her backstage. I mean, come on. It's like if you see, you know, P. Diddy at a party, he takes Justin Bieber to the back room, you know. Hey, P. Diddy and Usher just came out of that closet and awfully sweaty. I wonder. So that's a whole nother story we'll get into. All right. We got more coming up from Alex Jones here. But first, again, there has never been a more defamed, libeled, slandered man than Donald Trump. They've been doing it for 8 years. If the Alex Jones standard is consistent, then Donald Trump is owed hundreds of gajillion, bajillion, quadrillion dollars. But here's just 8 years of some of the proven, known media lies, Democrat lies against Donald Trump in clip 5.
Cannot be trusted.
In 2018, NBC incorrectly reported that Trump stayed home at Christmas time, the first U.S. president since 2002 to skip visiting the troops. The news went global, but it wasn't true. The media had jumped the gun. Trump and First Lady Melania left the White House Christmas Day to visit U.S. soldiers in Iraq. On Thanksgiving, Newsweek made a similar error, falsely reporting that Trump was spending the holiday golfing at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. but the reporter had fabricated the golf story. Trump flew to Afghanistan on Thanksgiving to, again, be with the troops, making Trump the only president in U.S. history to visit troops in a combat zone both on Thanksgiving and so close to Christmas, though the press never reported that. CNN claimed Nancy Sinatra was not happy her father's song was played at Trump's inauguration. But Nancy Sinatra responded, "That's not true. I never said that. Why do you lie, CNN?" Time falsely claimed Trump removed the bust statue of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office. TMZ reported Trump changed Black History Month to African American History Month, but Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton had all called it African American History Month. BBC, The Guardian, and others reported that Trump wasn't bothering to listen to a speech by Italy's prime minister since he wasn't wearing translation headphones. Turns out he was wearing a translation earpiece. Newsweek and others reported Poland's first lady refused to shake Trump's hand, but later had to admit she did. CNN edited Trump's remarks to make it seem as though he didn't realize Japan builds cars in the U.S., but the full statement made clear that he does.
You've been creating jobs for our country for a long, long time. Several Japanese automobile industry firms have been really doing a job.
CNN also edited a video to make it seem like Trump impatiently dumped fish food in the water at Japan's palace. But he'd followed the lead of Japan's prime minister. Newsweek claimed Ivanka Trump plagiarized one of her own speeches, which is impossible since plagiarizing is stealing someone else's work. The UK Telegraph apologized for at least 8 mistakes in an article criticizing Melania Trump. The New York Times, AP, CNN, and others excerpted a Trump comment as if he'd called all illegal immigrants animals.
These aren't people. These are animals.
Later corrections noted he'd been referring to members of the murderous MS-13 criminal gang. The New York Times Magazine and CNN shared a story showing children illegally brought into the U.S. supposedly in cages. But the article and photos were actually from the Obama administration. Agence France-Presse mistakenly reported that more than 100,000 children brought in by illegal immigrants were being held in detention. That was actually the total number in 2015 under Obama. Time and others showed a crying Honduran child to illustrate Trump separating illegal immigrant parents from children, but the child hadn't been separated from her parents in the U.S. MSNBC falsely claims Trump banned the Red Cross from visiting the immigrant children. The Red Cross said that wasn't true. MSNBC also falsely claimed that Trump had talked about exterminating Latinos, but later corrected that and apologized. NBC News misidentified the focus of Trump's praise in a speech as Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Actually, Trump was talking about Union General Ulysses S. Grant.
And his name was Grant, General Grant.
The Washington Post and others falsely reported that Trump supporting pro-life Catholic high school students were the aggressors in a confrontation in Washington, D.C. Several news outlets featured an empty podium at Trump's 4th of July celebration in 2019 and said he didn't draw crowds, but the photo was taken before the event. The actual crowd was huge. The New York Times and others implied Trump hadn't paid income taxes for 18 years, but the record shows he'd paid a higher rate than Democrats Bernie Sanders and President Obama. Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal reported special counsel Robert Mueller had subpoenaed Trump's bank records. That wasn't true. Politico falsely reported that Trump owed the Bank of China tens of millions of dollars in a loan coming due as he dealt with China on coronavirus. Not true. MSNBC falsely reported that Trump had loans with Russian co-signers. Slate.com falsely claimed a Russian bank server had been illicitly communicating with Trump Tower. And the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, and many others falsely reported that the Hunter Biden laptop scandal story was unsubstantiated or Russian disinformation. The New York Times reported that Trump seized on hydroxychloroquine as a miracle cure. Trump never said that.
And it may work and it may not work. But if it doesn't work, it's nothing lost by doing it, nothing.
CNN and others criticized Trump for tweeting that Alabama would likely be affected by Hurricane Dorian, but official advisories had put Alabama in a projected impacted area. Vox.com tweeted that Trump suggested he'd been a 9/11 first responder. He'd said the opposite.
And I was down there also, but I'm not considering myself a first responder.
Multiple media falsely claimed Trump was golfing during a U.S. raid that captured the head of ISIS in Syria and that a White House photo of Trump had been staged. But Trump was at the White House. ABC aired video showing what it called a slaughter against Kurds by Turkey after Trump withdrew U.S. troops, but the video was file tape of a training show in the U.S.
So, I mean, there you go. And that barely scratches the surface, ladies and gentlemen. And for most people, you're not involved in politics. You live your life. You surround yourself with people that you like, people that like you, go about your day, normal business, what have you. You don't have to deal with these lying leftists. When you get into politics, you realize they don't care. They will lie to you. They will lie to you in front of a judge. They will lie. They will lie about you in front of an audience of millions. They will lie about you in stories that they write. It doesn't take long. When you get involved in politics and you stand up against the establishment, when you get involved in politics and you call out the Democrat Party and the left wing, they will lie about you nonstop. They will do anything to destroy you. So most people have never actually dealt with that. No holds barred. No holds barred with these people, folks. I'm telling you from experience. And everything they accuse Donald Trump of, everything they accuse you of, they are. And they want to play this game. Oh, tone down the rhetoric. Tone down the rhetoric. You, the left, have opened our borders with a welfare state. The Biden-Harris administration and really the deep state military-industrial complex have launched wars all over the planet. Your rhetoric is, and operations are attempting to get Donald Trump killed. You lie about conservatives and right-wingers that results in violence. And then you say, we're the threat. We're the threat. No. You are the threat. You have been the threat. We're just a threat to your power and your agenda because we tell the truth. But let's just move on. As we're about to be hearing from Alex Jones coming up shortly. By the way, on the hydroxychloroquine thing, just they lie about it all, folks. First, they said, Forbes magazine, hydroxychloroquine, a drug that Trump promoted to treat COVID-19, linked to 17,000 deaths, estimates show. Oh, this was published over the weekend. Those published 17,000 hydroxychloroquine deaths never happened. Just totally made it up. But see, when the vaccines are causing all of this death, oh my gosh, and they're still promoting the COVID-19 vaccines, folks. They're telling you to get a seasonal COVID-19 vaccine. They're paying celebrities and musicians and actors and all these people to cut ads telling you to get updated on your COVID-19 vaccine. But see, they won't talk about those side effects. They won't talk about those deaths. No. They're all bought and paid for by Big Pharma. Must be nice. Hey, look, it pays to sell your soul. I mean, let's just say it pays to sell your soul, but then it costs you more in the end. All right. We got another report from Alex Jones. I got a guest coming on to talk about the breaking news with the Trump assassination attempt. This is crazy stuff. It's exactly what we expected, sadly. And then also some breaking news with the Diddy case. That's all coming up. But first, here's Alex Jones.
We've got Jim Pfaff, former chief of staff for Congressman Massey, the current president of the Conservative Caucus, and of course, very popular and effective journalist here with us, Nick Swerdlor. We're in Pennsylvania for Tucker's big event that I'm part of tonight in Reading. And of course, it broke this morning, DHS added to the incredible bombshell of last week to Congressman Matt Gaetz. There are 5 hit teams inside the United States, 3 foreign, 2 domestic, trying to kill President Trump. Now, I learned on Saturday from Jack Posobiec and my other sources from DHS that there was a $150,000 bounty on Trump's head, but we couldn't bring it till Monday. I talked about that on the Saturday alert. This morning, DHS put out the letter and more from the supposed shooter or attempted shooter there in Florida with all his CIA backgrounds as a foreign U.S. fighter in Ukraine, writing a book saying he wanted people to kill Trump and that he wants nuclear war to cleanse the planet, a true leftist, insane person, the perfect Lee Harvey Oswald cutout type. Now we have so many questions surrounding this. So I wanted Nick Swerdlor to give his breakdown on this and then also get Jim's take on it. Nick?
Yeah, Alex. So, you know, we have this letter that DHS or the DOJ, the Biden Kamala DOJ, decided to put out today talking about a $150,000 bounty that's on President Trump's head. But I covered the Nashville trans shooter story back last year where, you know, that kids were killed, and we weren't able to get a copy of that manifesto because the FBI said that it was too dangerous. But apparently for the DOJ, this is not too dangerous. For whatever reason, it's not too dangerous to start advertising openly a hit, a bounty on President Trump's head. You know, it makes absolutely no sense to me. This could have been filed under seal with the court. There was no reason for them to release it. At this point, you know, with this corrupt DOJ, I can't imagine that it didn't have something to do with some sort of ulterior motive. That's what worries me.
Well, for me, that's what I see, is this is a total cover for them to make their move. Jim?
No, absolutely. Listen, this is really basically media warfare. They're setting the stage for making this, actually to stir up even worse potential problems for President Trump as he's going out trying to campaign to become president. This just extends the problem that we've been having and seeing for more than a year now.
It's another form of an ankle bracelet, like AOC.
Absolutely it is. I mean, look at the threat that it's putting him under, and it's changing the whole nature of his campaigning. They had him set down in the lawfare, you know, they kind of put him back with that and being really over in court cases in New York. And now they're, since that all that stuff is off the table, at least temporarily, now they're just putting him in another problem where he has to second guess everything that he does in terms of his campaigning in the, you know, out in events and various things where he can be most effective. They're constantly trying to take his effectiveness.
But there are forces trying to kill him. And the fact he survived too, they're more desperate than ever.
They are totally desperate because, quite frankly, Donald Trump has the upper hand in this election right now. We're seeing polls at the present that seem to indicate that Kamala Harris is doing well. She's not doing well. Donald Trump has the upper hand. He's got the message. He does have the connection with the American people. They're doing everything possible to take this election away from him when they know they can't defeat him any other way than to put this media cover on top of Kamala Harris, who really, frankly, looks stupid when she's out there talking.
Another big angle, because you were formerly, you know, headed Massey's office for a long time, one of our best congressmen, certainly the populist congressman in the vein of Ron Paul and Rand Paul. He's even said that.
Yeah.
We have RFK Jr. coming out, Trump coming out, that he's bringing in, being advised by Paul, by RFK Jr., by Massey and others, to get his transition team ready so he doesn't get caught with the deep state putting their people into those tens of thousands of positions. That really scares the deep state even more so than the fact that Trump says it's what he should do, it's justice, that he will prosecute the deep state. They're really scared that he's this time going to actually go in and replace the swamp itself and truly drain the swamp. You're an expert on that. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, there was a letter of about 743 deep staters, State Department people, CIA people, that just came out recently. I was just having conversations with friends of mine on the Hill saying, yeah, how many of these people are going to end up in the administration? Because that's the type of thing that happens if you don't head it off at the pass immediately. This was a major problem in the first administration. He hired Johnny DiStefano, who had been a former Boehner guy and a guy I had to deal with constantly. And he slowed down the whole process in the personnel office. These problems constantly are there, and he does need to head it off the pass. And these guys, they're giving him the right advice. RFK Jr. is absolutely correct. It's got to stop right now. You got to kill it in the bed before it ever gets out.
So, Nick?
Well, now you've got Elon Musk coming out. You have RFK Jr. on Trump's side at this point. This is a totally different administration from what we saw the first time. Because, you know, if anybody is a threat to the deep state, it would be the three of them combined. You know, maybe add Alex Jones to the mix and then you'd have the superfecta. But RFK Jr. going to be leading a task force on presidential assassinations or assassinations of candidates for president, you know, such as his father or JFK, obviously, and now Trump. They are terrified that stuff is going to be coming out. They're going to do everything they can in these next 44 days to protect themselves. That's what's happening now.
We're living in historic times. I know there's a lot of key issues out there. We're going to air this on the show today as well. Anything else, Jim or Nick, you guys think you should add to the public out there? I just can't express to people enough what a critical time in history this is.
You know, I spent 9 years on Capitol Hill dealing with these things. I worked for Tim Hughes-Kent, got kicked off his committees. The Republicans' leadership and Democrats are determined to continue these uniparty efforts that keep them in power and the special players that back them up in place. We gotta stop that here. Donald Trump's the guy to potentially do that. So, yeah, you know,
that's why they're so scared.
They're totally scared.
Isn't this
about
the total endorsement? The entire deep state, Dick Cheney, the Darth Vader might as well have endorsed Kamala.
Well, and Dick Cheney and some of the Bushes and the different people that have recently come out endorsing Trump, these are the people that have been betraying us for decades. And this is a real opportunity to make the kind of shift that maintains a conservative outlook and conservative policy agenda in the Republican Party, while at the same time shutting down the people who've been thwarting that time and time again.
It's a real populist revolution.
It really is.
Nick?
So we're seeing what the mainstream media is doing right now. They're in full court press mode. I've been in Springfield, Ohio, where, you know, ABC, NBC, all of the big names have been suppressing the information coming out of there. The people there, doesn't matter their race or their creed, white, black, Asian, doesn't matter. They are seeing what's going on with this trafficking operation that Kamala, as border czar, has been carrying out, shipping people into their towns, taking over their towns, taking their jobs away. This is an issue that, you know, you're going to see these people that they're importing. It's all due to importing voters. That's what it is. It's been called out. If you look at people that have been newly minted citizens in the past couple of years, they're almost exclusively voting for Kamala. They're going to do the same thing. Kamala will come and give executive amnesty to these people, which will give them the right to vote, and that's it. Then we're done.
Demographic warfare.
That's it. And that's why this election is so important. I know it's a cliche, but this is the most important election of our lifetime. This will change the course of the country one way or the other. It's up to you.
Absolutely. Jim Paff, any final comments?
Listen, I've been working in politics for 30 plus years, from the early 1990s to now. This has been a cliche, most important election of our lifetime. This really is it, guys. I've been watching what's been going on in Brazil just real quickly, and they're taking away free speech there. We are on that path in this country.
And the State Department's advising all that.
Absolutely they are. In fact, not only the State Department advising, but Joe Biden himself and the CIA were threatening Jair Bolsonaro if he even questioned the election outcome in 2022, which I believe was stolen from him. And we could have all the arguments we want about here in the U.S. It was stolen in Brazil, where there's no verification. We're going down that path if Kamala Harris becomes president. It's got to stop.
They're going to sew us up just like Venezuela. I mean, this is the globalist model. All right, Jim, Nick, tonight, the big event here in Reading. We'll have a lot of coverage of that as well. Keep watching this space where all it shows. How do they find you guys, Jim?
We're at theconservativecaucus.org.
Theconservativecaucus.org.
And then at Nick Sorter, NickSortor on X.
It's game time, folks. You are the resistance.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrant at point-blank range and
meet like-minded people, and spread the word of the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.